In the heart of downtown Skid Row community is a performance art group called the Los Angeles Poverty Department. Its actors live in the Skid Row neighborhood, and many are homeless. They perform original pieces about poverty, health, politics, and struggle. Kevin Michael Key has acted with the group for over a decade. He sat down with Stephanie Case to talk about his experience on stage.
LAPD is really a very special group, Los Angeles Poverty Department. We make theater based on life experience. So you don't have to have any formal training in the arts.
You didn't come from an arts background at all, did you?
No, absolutely not. I was born left-handed, so I can't even draw stick figures. I grew up in New York. More or less always wanted to be a lawyer and a criminal, high-profile criminal. I wanted to be a poor man's Johnny Cochran and a black Al Capone. Never had any inkling that art would open up for me and be a real safe place for me. That's the beauty of the Poverty Department. Our performances are about issues that have touched our lives. You know, there's going to be something very real about it.
What kind of experiences are people who participate bringing to the table?
Oh, so everything from severe mental health issues, anger issues, domestic violence issues, worthiness issues, addiction issues, poverty issues. I mean, real life things. And the co-directors have a knack of pulling something special out of all the chaos.
Key was a 50-year-old lawyer struggling with addiction when he came to Skid Row. He first acted with LAPD in 2001 in a political play called Agents and Assets.
People from the community get to play congressmen. So, of course, my training as a lawyer, I know how to ask questions and point fingers and do that. So I said, I'll do it. And then I began to see that the theater project was more than just performance art. Right, that there was something empowering about it, that it was something that could help a person like me who had shattered so much of his life begin to slowly put pieces back together again.
When you come up with an idea of what you want to perform or a topic you want to address, how do you first go about it? Do you sit around and discuss the idea?
We sit around and we talk about stuff, and then we'll write about something personal that we get out of it. There's a lot of personal stories.
One story that made it to the stage was the first time Key went to jail.
I remember the bus ride from the county jail. I remember thinking as I was locked in that darkened bus, shackled, next to in a line of 20 or 40 men. Damn, this must have been what the slave ship was like. And so when we were talking about it and I started remembering those feelings, I crafted a narrative that ended up being a monologue for that show.
How do you feel when you're finally on stage saying that monologue?
Well, I used to get the same feeling going to court. You know, there's a build-up, there's an exhilaration, and there's a release. The good thing is, in my maturity or in my sobriety, I recognize that I'm just a part of. And I don't know if you know anybody who's in treatment or in recovery, but most people who suffer from addiction issues, all we ever wanted to do was be a part of. A part of this artistic world that I'm in now. So it's a good feeling.